The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are Living by the Word Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to one cause. That cause is the truth given in the Holy Bible, which we believe is the inerrant and infallible Word of God, conferred to man to live by. We let the Word of God be the final authority as to what is or is not true. We strongly feel that if we do not expose false doctrine, we only encourage it. This ministry is designed to challenge you from an apologetic point of view. 1 Peter 3:15 instructs us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This is Michael Tinsley. Please stay tuned while we arm you, the believer, to keep living by the Word. It's the noble thing to do.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Bible Information Brokers. It is indeed a noble thing to do, but living by the Word, and that means living by the Word of God's truth and glory. My name is Eric Stanton. I am one of the teammates here. We're actually going to have a little bit of a different show this evening, but before we talk about that, let me give you the number to start calling in, and with that, we're going to explain how the calls are going to work today. First of all, that number is 888-995-5552. Once again, 888-995-5552. And if it makes it a little easier to remember, 888-995-KKLA. We are here, and I'm going to introduce my other teammate to you. Along with, before that, I want to mention we've got double duties for our engineer, Ozzy Extraordinaire. He's going to be answering the phones, taking your phone calls. I'm actually in the studio with our man, Daryl Easy D. Fulton. And as you, some of you, or most of you may know, Professor Craig Hawkins is off on his mission trip into India, to Myanmar. And so we're kind of flying a little solo here. And like I said, Daryl's going to explain how the show's going to work tonight. But before we do that, Daryl, if I could ask you to pray us in.
You can ask me that. Oh, please. You just did.
Okay. Yes, I thought I did.
Oh, yes, you did, but I'm just messing with you, man. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in. And let's go before the throne of God in prayer to consecrate this show to the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of life, the privilege of being able to do kingdom business, Father God. We just ask and pray specifically for all of us, Father God, that would participate in the broadcast today to your glory, to your honor, for our edification. That is our sincere and earnest prayer. Father God, we just ask and pray that as this broadcast goes and as those that will participate, we just ask and pray that it be by your Spirit that those are inspired, those are encouraged to again, participate in the various ways we would give the opportunity to do so on this special broadcast tonight. So in that light, in that tone, in that spirit, Father God, we just know that we can do nothing without you. We can do it not anything on our own. We don't want it to be of our own accord, Father God. We want it to be because you are inspiring us. You are touching our hearts to be able to just know how to worship and glorify you. This is the particular format we do, question and answers, Father God, but today we're going to dedicate, kind of check in with each one of us, check in this way, Father God, that we want to know what we're doing and how we're receiving your word throughout our day and throughout our week. The listening audience usually knows, Father God, that we call in with questions and we give the professor, who is a great man of God that we have on the broadcast that's traveling, an opportunity to answer according to what thus saith the Lord. That's you, Father God. But right now, just ask and pray that everybody may take this opportunity to just say, Lord, how can I participate in the broadcast tonight to make this be a broadcast that is indeed consecrated to you for the short time that we have, and time does fly when we dedicate the time to you, Lord. So we thank you for the privilege. We thank you for the opportunity to do kingdom business today, sort of checking in with each other as a team, the listening team, the staff team, the engineer team. We're all checking in, Father God, and we're going to do so to your glory, to your honor. And Lord, help us to be edified in this process. And in Jesus' matchless and precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, man. Eric, I said all that in a prayer to say it this way. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please keep Professor in your prayer. You know, the few times that he, last couple of times we went to Nepal and India and stuff like that, we've had some very dramatic and tragic things that happened in our ministry with the killing of his son and about 3 years ago or more. I can't believe it's been over 3 years. And going on the second year of Brian's passing the last time he went to Nepal. And, you know, listen, God, we trust him. We trust you. We trust you implicitly. And we're just asking you, Father God, to be with us because of that. You know, we, Eric and I are looking at each other going like, yeah, man, he's in Nepal again. What's going to happen this time, Lord? We don't know. But we're trusting.
Yes, we're trusting the Lord to take care. And we want to ask all of our listeners to please keep him in prayer.
Absolutely.
Keeping the whole team that's out there with him.
Indeed. Because, you know, there's much, I mean, listen, if you've been keeping up with the news, I know that the Prime Minister of India was out here and they have all kind of concerns about the, you know, human violations as far as the way humans are treated in India, just like it is in various other countries in the world, and then are still associated with them. We have to do that. The diplomatic thing, we have to do the political, geopolitical, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we just ask and pray that Christians, man, that we will step up and just pray for our nations, pray for our leaders, which we're instructed to do, to pray for them first, so we may have some civility in our life as we move on in this life that we're doing. So here's what we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the phone number again. It's 888-995-5552. The number 888-995-5552 is a number to call. Now, you can also participate in these other ways. Also on our formats, our Facebook page, you can type in answers that we're going to give you because we want to see who you are. Everybody, every chicken in the barnyard is going to be able to check in today, Eric. And I'm sure they're saying, Easy, what do you have in store for us today? Well, we have something very exciting. In my opinion, it's exciting because it will give you a chance to really share who you are with the other teammates and what you're learning and living and how you're living by the word. And one thing for sure, Eric, like I told you today, that no one can be wrong today. Every single answer that you hear, every single comment that you hear will be a right answer. Well, how is that even possible? You're going to ask us some very easy Bible questions, easy? No, not necessarily. But here's what we're going to do, Eric. We're going to ask people to share with the other listeners, share with us, and as we're going to share with you. For instance, today, or you can go back this week, this whole week. Sunday is the first day of the week, right? So the previous week. Just ask yourself this question, especially today. What did you learn and get out of church today? You know, I'm not going to assume every church has the same order of events, but the particular church I go to at Lincoln, we go to Bible study in the morning. I go to Bible study early in the morning. Then we have the service starting with music. And then we have the sermon, praise and worship. Then we have the sermon. And each one of those opportunities to worship God in Bible study and in worship, praise and worship, and then also in hearing the word of God preached by the preacher is an opportunity for me as an individual to grow, for me to get something out of it.
Absolutely.
So we'll go along that particular type of program and let the opportunity for the listening audience to share with us what they went through today, if it was today, or during the week, the service they went to. It's kind of a slick way I'm doing here. We're checking to make sure you are participating in the kingdom of God.
Well, I was actually going to ask because churches and actually home Bible studies,
yes,
during midweek services at churches or home Bible studies, as we can promote our brother Sal.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to talk about.
Bible,
yeah,
study.
Yeah,
and you know we want to hear
from everyone
maybe what you got from it or
right. And we're going to ask people that when you call in, we're going to kind of get right into it. We want to give an opportunity for everyone to participate. Now, if whether the lines light up forever or not, we're asking you to participate. And the way you can do it is by calling in, and start calling right now if you'd be so kind, because we're going to ask you simply, what stood out to you? What did you learn in worship, Bible study, praise and worship? We want to know from you. You know, promoting the church is not the important thing here. So you are the important thing. You, the listening audience, we're kind of checking on the, kind of the temperature of our listening audience and what are they getting out there in church. We can kind of infer by the questions they ask, but everyone doesn't call in. Everyone doesn't send questions in by Facebook. But we're asking you right now to call 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. Call in, because we're going to ask you, the first part of this segment is going to be about Bible studies. So anybody that went to a Bible study or did your own personal Bible study and you're studying something, hey, maybe they're going chronologically through the Word of God on our Facebook page. Maybe there's
somebody here has been
following along. Yeah. Let me know what you're thinking. I didn't see any comments on there when you have an opportunity to write your comments on Facebook or your question, but that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with your comments. You cannot be wrong on what stood out to you. We're not going to jam you up and ask you any kind of theological questions. It's just that you heard something, you're studying something, you read something. We're going to do right now Bible study. So call us right now about Bible studies. Are you reading the Word of God and where you're at and what did you read and what stood out to you either in service, Bible study, or your personal reading time? So I'm going to give that information again, Eric, 888. Well, you give the number again because you're good at that number thing.
That number is 888-995-5552. Or, as I say, if it makes it easier, 888-995. What radio station is this, Daryl?
KKLA.
KKLA.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Hey, listen, folks, you also can send on social, Truth Social, Facebook, Tweet, Messenger, or even on our .com website. Everything that I just mentioned, Facebook, email, tweet, social media, Truth Social, and Messenger, is the same address, Bible Info Brokers. I'm learning more things, Eric. I keep saying I'm going to set these things up. I'm learning it, and then when I'm getting ready to do it, I did something wrong, and I got to call these people in and make sure I'm doing the addresses right. But Bible Info Brokers, you can even do that right now by writing in your answer and sharing that way if you wish, if you don't want to call in. But we're asking you to call because that way we can get as many calls as we can. If the line gets busy because we have a plethora of calls, that'd be great. But we want to honor the time of everyone. And as we see the lines line up, Eric, here at 888-995-5552, we'll deal with the people. We want to talk to you and find out where you are in our listening audience, and we're going to share with you kind of where we are as well. But here we go, 888.
I see that we have our good friend Ted, City of LA, City of Angels.
City of Angels. Now, make sure that now
there's something that Ted does that I always look forward to. So when we're ready to bring him on, I'm going to see if he's he's ready.
Well, we're going to bring him on in a second. Okay. Let me make sure that we do have the address of Bible Info Brokers for all the other formats, Facebook, email, tweet, messenger, and on our .com website, Bible Info Brokers. I'm trying to bring up the Facebook page now, Eric. And when I do that, I want to make sure that people can – I see the light on there. Make sure that people can also type in there that information on as well. But so what I'm going to do, Eric, is since you introduced Ted first from the City of Angels – we're going to bring up and see what Ted is doing in regards to Bible study and what is he studying, what happened today, if it's today or in during the week, and see what stood out to him. He can let us know what he's studying and what is going on in his life. So, Brother Ted, welcome to the broadcast. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Ted, City of the Angels. Thank you, gentlemen, for being a service. Being a service makes the devil nervous, always.
That's what I'm waiting for.
I like it.
That's
when he always got a rhyme for you.
Yeah. he didn't have one last week. I was a little disappointed, so I gave him a little assignment, and he came through.
Well, y'all, tell you
so
what.
Gentlemen, what had come to me yesterday when I was talking to a very dear friend of mine, Renata, and he's a hardcore Bible reader himself and follower of Christ. But at any rate, we get this toxic masculinity they're accusing us of being, and a lot of attacks on that area. Now, what came to me is the only toxic masculinity I've ever seen is when a woman tries to be a man. And it becomes exacerbated, and they try to overdo it. And the other toxicity I've seen is when toxic femininity, which would when a man tries to be a woman and over exacerbates it to the point where it's not even normal if they were a female or vice versa, the female was born a man. And so what I'm curious about is, and also another point I want to bring up, gentlemen, is every woman minister I've ever met that is, the Bible says they're not supposed to, lead the church in scriptures as a minister. And everyone I've ever met has had a masculine attitude, a very aggressive and not feminine at all, and almost as if they're taking on an unclean spirit that is aggressive. And so I just want to know, what's your take on it, and what scriptures back up any
Ted, now see, that is, I don't know if you was listening to us as far as us dealing with the questions ourselves. Now, we can deal with the questions the best way we can as far as our thoughts are concerned, but today is for you. I was just wondering, if that's what you're going through in life, and that's what I want all the listening audience to talk about, if you're going through that stuff, having conversations with people about those various things, we're asking you, and we could talk about it between us and kind of bounce off scriptures and see what scriptures come to mind, but this whole broadcast is about that's what's going on in your life, man. That's important. You're talking with friends, you're talking with people, you're having conversations, maybe you said with female pastors or so-called female pastors. And I'm concerned, and my question is to the listening audience, what scriptures are you giving them? What scriptures are you offering them in regards to the situation? Because when I talk to you about some of the things that we talked about in church today and Bible study this week, you kind of get a flow where I'm going. We want to hear from you, since that's your situation. What scripture, let's talk about it. What scripture do you offer them as far as if they're a believer and if they're not a believer?
Well, I don't like to get into any kind of debate with ministers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to match evil with evil. And I know the Bible says seek counsel. And so when I call you guys, I'm seeking counsel.
Gotcha.
And, I've never heard anybody, bring up what I said that, if they're going to throw around, stuff. In other words, like my father said, if you want to throw rocks in a glass house, well, I mean, we have to respond in a loving way, mm-hmm. But I mean, I find it very toxic when a female tries to act like a man, or vice versa, a man that's trying to act like a woman. It's very toxic, and we're being accused of being toxic masculinity. Well, I mean, it's natural for me to be a man. I can't act any other way. It's not some act. So I don't know why that would be toxic to them, but I do understand the way they're acting is very toxic to me.
Now, let me say this, Ted. We didn't talk before the broadcast, did we?
No, we didn't.
You and I didn't talk.
I did tell what I was going
to
ask.
No. I'm talking about you didn't talk to me. Easy did. You didn't talk to me before the broadcast. And I'm going somewhere with that, because the very thing that we talked about in church today as far as the sermon aspect was coming out of the book of Colossians. And I'll just read the pericope of scripture that Pastor Cooper preached from the day, kind of closing out our whole series on Colossians. And I'm going to read just about four chapters. And I want you to tell me if in this, what I learned today, or what we talked about in church today, tell me if this is part of the answer that you can deal with on a general basis for the issue of the toxic masculinity and the various issues with female pastors and anybody you get into a quote-unquote debate that you don't like to get. But one of the things I want to encourage everybody is, I'll encourage you at the end after I read the scriptures and hear what they say. Here's what it says. It says in Colossians 4, I'm going to read just verses 2 to 6, and I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version, which I like. It says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison. This is Paul being in prison right now when he's writing it. That I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Watch this. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Now, I'm just going to ask you. Now, you weren't there. We didn't talk about this. And see how your question came up, what you're dealing with as far as the toxic masculinity and all that stuff. Tell me in those scriptures right there, because I was going to answer my own question. I would say, gee, here's what I learned about how I'm out to deal with the world and dealing with them in the standpoint of the outsiders. I am to do what? Making the best use of the time. Walk in wisdom, as they say in verse 5. And then what kind of speech am I to use? We just talked about it in Colossians again. Eric?
Well, this is timely in more than one way, because I have asked from my pastor at Core Church, Pastor John, I asked him to call in because we were going to talk about the men's workshop that we have at Core,
and we
Legacy Men's Workshop. And we actually, the last workshop we had, we talked about the you know, the toxic masculinity, and I'm sure Pastor John will have something to say on that. We're urging Pastor John, if you're out there listening, please
be
call
a good time
in.
To call in now.
Be
call,
a good
in
time
early,
to call in now,
and we can chime in.
Yeah, because this would be very timely right now.
You know what? And that's, and to me again, we can have a program set up how we wanted to run, but you know, my prayer is always that God be glorified and we get edified in it. So I'm looking at the phone lines, folks, and Eric, give the number again, because if folks don't call in, we're going to take subjects as they come in. I've got a lot of things I want to talk about, but it's not about me or you.
I don't know if we want to.
Well, I don't want to listen to me. I'm actually tired today, but I get excited about the Word of God and how we deal with it. So, give the number out so the people can call
in. Give
the
number again, 888-995-5552. Let me say it slowly. 888-995-5552.
Now, Ted, back to you, Ted, now, because this is your subject matter. And you can kind of see how that particular scripture would be applicable in what you're dealing with as far as that. So taking those scriptures I just read and then dealing with life, how you have to deal with them. I know you're an athlete, man. You talk about it all the time, and I really appreciate that. I love an athletic brother who's not ashamed of the gospel, want to know, want to be able to share with Thus Saith the Lord about the various subjects. But one of the things that Pastor admonished us, especially us men, as it were, is to, let me say it this way. I don't know if you're married to it or not, but whether you're married or not, it's irrelevant. Especially for men, we ought to watch our tone on how we say things. And I think that's that season with salt in verse 6 in Colossians 4. And I don't know what your experience is in life with, you know, married or not, but even dealing with my children, dealing with the wife and everybody like that, we have to watch our tone, because we can have this word and we can have a good word. But, man, when we shoot that word out to people, we tell the truth. It's supposed to speak the truth in love. It doesn't mean like you got to be Dr. Spock or anything like that, but you got to speak the truth in love. Sometimes it's going to be like we call tough love, but still your tough love still can have a certain tone that doesn't just repulse people and just lose fact of the truth that you're trying to share with them. Okay.
Correct.
So what's your thoughts about that, brother?
Well, you're talking to me, too,
yes,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I mean, the Bible says, nowhere does it say don't get angry. It just says don't go to bed on, don't go to sleep, and don't go
there
without forgiving. And I know for a fact that, you know, Jesus got angry many times, and he also used the word hate, but he didn't hated anybody. He hated your actions. I've got something against you. And I'm just like, if somebody's ready to jump off a cliff, am I going to yell at him? Say, don't do that. So, I mean, there's lots of ways to show love. I mean, you know, you just brought up sports. I mean, you know, people yelled at me, and it helped me be a better athlete, you know. And there's all kinds of ways to reach a human being, and each individual is different. So, you know, I always feel that most people are unapproachable, but they are coachable. And looking for a common ground is where your brother or your sister will be found.
Yes,
and,
yes,
you know, it may be as simple as a pair of tennis shoes. And you start to relate to them, and then they open up like a flower, because we're all the same. We're all the same. We just, it's just trying to reach them in whatever areas you can. And that's a great tool for me, to always comment on something I can relate to. And then I start breaking off in the gospel, you know. And So that's where I'm at.
Appreciate that. Eric, why don't you bring Pastor John on, introduce Pastor John, and then he can join in this conversation.
You've got to control the buttons here. But,
no, he's okay, on. He's on already.
Pastor John has called in. So, like I said, this is very timely. So if we can introduce Pastor John in and bring him on, he's going to speak about legacy and maybe address what we're talking about right now. Pastor John, are you there?
Hey, God bless you guys. How are you?
God bless you. Doing great.
I'm pushing these buttons, John and Ted, so hang in there with me. I want to make sure Ted is still there.
Come on, Daryl. You're on fire, Daryl.
Hey, I'm pressing these buttons, man. Look, I want to make sure these buttons are pressed right. So, Pastor John and Ted, we got you there.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far. Thank you, Eric. So, John, I don't know how much of the discussion you heard with with Ted from the beginning with his questions or his comments that he was making in regards to toxic masculinity. And
you know what? It just goes to show you that Satan has his plan, and that's it. If Satan gets you talking about his plan, you're not talking about God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are Christians, because guess what? We were once lost also. And so if we do want to witness to people, then we need to be straight. We need to just tell them where we come from, exactly what our God has done for us. And talk for the truth, because we need to talk an absolute truth. Because if you get into this toxic masculinity, it didn't happen overnight. This thing started back in the 80s when they introduced it. And they slowly the media got on it. And then guess what? It's being just pushed out in the news and stuff. And then now look what you got. Hey, because gentlemen, it's a newsflash. They're not after us. They're after our kids.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's the prize that Satan wants. And this was going on back in the day, in biblical days. And so, what legacy is about, well, this is a men's discipleship. And it's a true discipleship because this is at Core Church Los Angeles. And so, it's an evangelical church. It's a real church. We're not making anything up there. We're going word by word, line by line, right out of the Bible. And let me tell you, the Word of God is what we need to hear, not necessarily what we want to hear. And so just, you know, if anybody has kids out there and you're a parent, and if you're a guy listening to this, you know how difficult it can be to raise a teenager, let alone an 11-year-old now. And let alone, hey, somebody's in elementary school and you got the teacher just putting filth into these kids. You know, just reading the lines for Satan. They're starring in Satan's playbook, just giving them Satan's soup to these kids. But you don't know what's going on with your kids because you're not engaging with your kids because you don't know how to lead your kids. You don't know how to lead your wife. You don't even know how to be a Christian. Well, listen, we're all in the same boat. But we need to know what God's truth is. And our God, guess what? He paid the price for us. But we need to know. Us men, we need to step our game up. Whether it's toxic masculinity, wherever you spend your resources. I mean, you want to promote. Look what happened with the Dodgers. Look what's been happening with Target. Look what's happening. Like, look, I'm not saying to boycott anybody, but everybody has a choice. And you know, hurting someone in the pocketbook, if that's what God convicts you, then you do that. There's plenty of places to shop. But what are you about? Because, you know, Satan's plan is idolatry. You know, anything he can get you to put before the Lord, whether it's a conversation about all these other things, rather than say, hey, brother, are you saved? Because a great man that I love and still love used to say, eternity's a long time to be wrong.
Indeed.
That's right. So, hey, Brian, we love you, brother. I know he's in heaven. He's looking down on us. And, you know, he's blessing you guys. I know Daryl. Hey, listen, man, I always want to pump you up, brother, because what you're doing, dude, I know where you come from. I know where you've been. But guess what? I know where you're going.
Indeed.
I just got to listen to you. And I know what you're about. You're a man of God. And so there should be no shame in the things we talk about, because if you're free in Christ Jesus, listen to the word I said, free, which means freedom, real freedom. And this is what these men need to hear, because guess what? It's not only about, look, where does accountability come in? Well, that comes with men hanging out, not talking about dumb stuff that goes nowhere, that's all about vanity. And it's talking about these social issues that are real legit, that have found, they've just broken into your home now. They haven't crept in. They're kicking your front door in. Yeah. You got government telling you what you can and can't do with your kids. But
that's right.
Listen, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Indeed,
but
no one.
Believe that. That's but ridiculous. Do you believe that? Do you believe that it's God's grace and his grace alone through faith in Christ Jesus? Or are we going to be modern-day Judaizers and add something to it just so we can look cool?
You know, that's the thing what you just mentioned there about being cool. The issue, a lot of times when I'm in church, as an example, that's what we're kind of dealing with the subject matter, finding out what people are doing and how they're living their life through the Word of God. Since this is Living by the Word Ministries presentation of the Bible Information Brokers, that those words mean something. My question is, are we living by the Word? And if we are living by the Word, then we can take this Bible that we're living by and then pass this information on in all aspects of our life as brokers. And brokers need to check and make sure that what they're brokering is Amen. Indeed true. Go ahead, Eric.
Amen.
Eric.
No, I just wanted to.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Pastor John, let us know how to be a part of this men's workshop, legacy workshop, when and where. And I know, but I want the listeners to know. Maybe someone who's.
I got you. Thank you for that, Eric, because I get a little fired up. Carol got me going.
And before you go, Pastor John, Ted, man, I hope that at least from the standpoint of Colossians and what I've actually learned today and how it corresponds to what you're dealing with and what you're talking about, man, I appreciate it always when you call, bro. And then, hey.
Oh, one last thing.
Real quick.
Everybody votes. Everybody votes in the world. You vote with your pocketbook.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
And then you know what? You know what that means? One thing before you run, Ted, on that. And when we vote with our pocketbook, you know what the problem with the consumers are? We're not organized. We're not organized. People talking about boycott. Don't boycott. Organize. Matter of fact, the social media we have, you can boycott your neighborhood. Or just like we have townships in the Los Angeles County unincorporated area where I live. We have townships. We have people. We have neighborhood blocks. We have all that stuff where people can get together and say, not in this neighborhood. Not in this neighborhood.
Yeah, it's called being a good steward is what it's called.
Amen. Amen.
There it is.
Appreciate it. Hey, Ted, thank you very much. We're going to let Pastor John and give us some information. God bless you, man.
And Pastor John, don't forget we got the social media aspect of it, too, now. We're bringing that up, too, right, on the legacy.
Oh, yeah. We're on Instagram. And, you know, I mean, without getting long-winded and going in different directions.
No, you're preaching.
I'm praying for men and for women, me and my wife. People reach out on Instagram. I mean, it's unbelievable what God can do. You know, the enemy can intend anything for evil. But, again, God has a ministry for every man.
Yes.
Men, listen up. God has a ministry for you. But are you even on the team? I mean, if you're not saved, you need to get right. And just because you get right, you need to stay right. And the only way you stay right is you got to serve the Lord. So at Legacy, at Core Church Los Angeles, at 2037 South La Cienega Boulevard, we are just north of the 10 freeway, right off on La Cienega Boulevard. We meet every first and third Saturday of the month, and it's men. I'm not talking about young boys. I'm talking about men. And yes, some men bring their sons the way it should be, like it says in Deuteronomy, 6:6-7. This is what we should be teaching our kids. But we talk about everything, really? Sin, alcohol, drugs, women, money, idolatry. But then we just don't leave it there. Well, how should men act? What are men supposed to be about? Well, the best witness to be, if you're a Christian, I think we should live for Christ. That should be our best witness. Our light should go on, and then the Lord's going to bring people to us. It's all right to go to meet witness. I'm not saying anything about that, but our Lord, he is surgical. That's how he gets into the heart, and then he starts circumcising hearts. When he brings people to you, and they say, like, hey, man, there's something about you. What is it? Why are you always happy? Why are you living with joy? You tell them, hey, it's joy of the Lord. It's just not joy. It is. It's Christ who lives within me. Hey, I died with Jesus on the cross. Jesus, I'm going to live forever with my Lord. But again, there's accountability when men come together. It's called fellowship, right? It's called koinonia. Yes. But if we don't have agape love, which is a sacrificial love, that once you leave that, you're not going home and you're not praying for your wife, where you would die for your wife, you would die for your kids, that you're the protector, you're the provider. And here it is. We're talking spiritual first. Because people go right to the physical first. Yes, God wants us to do well. But hold on. Eternity's a long time. These bodies are dying. You know that, Daryl?
Indeed, man.
I mean, hey, the life I live, man, I ran the streets hard. You know, you think when you're young, you think you're indestructible. But guess what? Every man's going to come to deal, and woman's going to come to deal with their mortality. So at Court Church, it's not a game. We don't play church. We don't play church, man. We have a great time because guess what? We're free in Christ Jesus to worship our Lord. And so, yes, we meet every first and third Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. at 2037 South Los Angeles Boulevard. It's called Core Church. The ministry is called Legacy or Legacy Men. Come identify with your brothers. Because sometimes if Satan has you isolated, man, you're sitting on the bleachers. You know, man, you belong in the game. Make a difference. Stand in the gap for the Lord. I love my brother Eric. I love you, Daryl. I really appreciate you guys, what you guys do. You're unashamed of the gospel, and I just love it, you know. And by the way, you're men. I can identify with you. And that's what I'm wanting to just get out there to them and say, hey, look, God designed us a certain way. Yes, we're humans. The difference between ladies and men, though, is huge. It's a gap. We speak different languages. We behave different.
Man. So wait, hold on. Hold on. I heard a bunch of amens, but I didn't hear it loud enough. Amen. Amen. There we go.
Amen. Well, listen, I mean, God wants to hold us accountable because we are the responsible party. What did God say to Adam? Adam, where are you? He knew where Adam was at. God didn't know where you're at. He was giving Adam a time to get his mind right, to get right with God. Cover Eve, ask for forgiveness, step your game up, Adam. But no, Adam, listen, as well as us, we dropped the ball. But you can't go blaming God. You can't pick a fight with God. You're going to lose that every time.
Well, no, you can't. You can't pick a fight, but you're right. You're going to lose.
Sure. You're going to lose every time.
Right, right.
Because God, listen, God wants to slay giants. That's no joke. But you got to slay the lion and the bear first.
Indeed.
I want to say, before we let you go, Pastor John, one thing I want to mention is that everything that is taught in Legacy is backed up by Scripture. I mean, there's nothing that's just someone's opinion. Everything we do is backed up by Scripture.
No, absolutely. Listen, I am not there to give an opinion, just like my pastor, Pastor Steve Wilburn, doesn't give an opinion. You should not be interested in any man's opinion. We should all be interested is what does the Word of God say, the most powerful weapon, the highest authority, the Word of God. That's what we're in the book of Galatians. And let me tell you, we're learning about grace, all the men. It's like, hey, it's grace alone. And you have apostles. Back in the day, where Paul, shown being bold, in public, confronting Peter in Antioch. Because Peter was hanging out with the Judaizers. He was slipping back. He just wanted to be relevant. Yes. Let me tell you, you need your brother to hold you accountable. And that's what Legacy Men is all about. Men, come on out. But most of all, don't come out for me. Come on out for your God. And Amen. Know your brother's Amen. Name. Indeed. Pray for your brother. And take those perishable skills that we learned about praying and take them home and you pray for your family.
Amen. Now one more thing. Now, we've talked about men for the better part of this show. I want to be fair. We have ladies out there. And Pastor John, I want to ask you to talk about the ladies' ministry that we have at CORE that meets on Tuesdays.
At CORE? Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, Lori Wilburn, pastor's wife, you know, she leads the CORE Women LA, and they usually gather every Tuesday at 7:30, and they have a summer study starting up in July, I think the second week of July.
Yes.
Again, it's Tuesday night at 7:30. And again, the address is 2037 South Los Angeles Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90034. We are just north of the 10 freeway off of Los Angeles. But let me tell you, ladies, I'm here to encourage you because I'm there all the time. And I see it. It's just like the men. Are you coming there for the Lord? Are you coming there with a need to be met, with a sense of urgency to hear from your Lord Jesus, from the Holy Spirit, to be activated in your life, which means you got to focus, you got to come clean with it, or are you going to come and criticize? And then you're going to leave the same person, if not worse. Listen, God is investing in all of us. And when the Bible talks about walk, it's talking about a growth, that you're walking, that you're not stagnant. You're walking, you're actually getting to a destination. You're on the road with the Lord. You're spending time with Jesus. But you got to spend time with your sisters. And the koinonia that the men have,
Because again, yes, we're all humans, but you know, there's nothing like ladies fellowshipping, and then there's nothing like men fellowshipping. It's like, hey, everybody's speaking the exact same language, but there's a strength, there's a bond that needs to go on there. And that's what happens at Court Church. You know, we even have a high school ministry on Thursday nights at 7:30. And then a young adults on Friday nights. And that's at 7:30 with Pastor Abel. So, listen, Court Church, man, I'm proud of our church. Because, you know what? I love my Lord. Amen. And he dwells there. It's not a man's church. This belongs to Jesus.
And that's,
and we
that's
just want to honor him.
And Pastor John, that is so huge. And one more time for the men's side of it, because that's what we wanted you to emphasize. Because I was listening to, and I forgot the name of the survey or the guy, which I think it was Global somebody, and they were giving us the stats on how the church attendance has gone down since COVID, how even in evangelical churches, they're questioning the word of God and not talking about this very, very important word that we're going to be bringing up momentarily, and it's called sin, S-I-N. Churches are not Amen. Talking about sin. They're not talking about the wrath of God. They're not talking about this God that you dare not deal with. We were at enmity with God, and thank God because of Jesus Christ, which we're going to be talking about the gospel message momentarily, how he saved our wretched soul. And we're not hearing sermons like that these days. People are doing this almost sort of like a snowflake gospel. And it's unfortunately, we have to step up, not just as men, but as believers in Jesus Christ. And even as I was reading the scripture from Colossians today, how we have to use wisdom and how we deal with the outsiders. Paul's in prison talking to people, and even as believers, the gospel has to go forth. Has to go forth. And prayer is how he emphasized, in at least in verse 2, I think it was, in Colossians 4, how prayer is the most important as far as foundational basis of which we should be doing everything. Run it past the executive. Run it past God before you just get out there and just go all willy-nilly. And that's what the emphasis was on.
Amen. I mean, we have to invite the Holy Spirit, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit on the front end. We got to stop being little kids and asking the Holy Spirit on the back end, hey, can you hook it up? Can you clean my mess up?
I like it. Can you hook me up? You know what, John? You know what? I'm just led to do this right now. We're coming like maybe another 10 minutes or so to the top of our break. I'm going to ask John to do this. So I'm going to ask him, Pastor John, to give the gospel message. I'm going to hear how he presents the gospel and do it in Pastor John's personality, as God has so led you to let the people know that it is because of Jesus Christ and what he did. I usually tee a professor up, but I'm going to tee you up. What is this whole idea about? You know, now we're both lawmen. We know about imputation. We dealt with this last week. Connect the dots whereby Jesus Christ is indeed the judge, but God the Father is also the judge, and there's some distinctions there. But how does the gospel message save us all through Christ, John?
Amen. Well, it's by grace and grace alone.
That's my mama's name.
listen, any man, any woman, any young person listening to this, think about it. God loves you so much. Yes, he's worried about your physical body. He allows us to breathe air we cannot see, and then he allows us to breathe involuntarily. That's how much he loves you physically. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ, the Son, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Can you understand that? If you can understand that completely, then people, you have a small God, but not our God. Our God is huge. Mm-hmm. He ripped into time to pay the price, because the law, the Mosaic law, one thing it did make is like, we cannot live up to that. We are not justified by the law, by anything. No one is good enough. The standard is perfection that is required to make it into heaven. And Jesus is very clear in John 14, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But Jesus paid the price for me. Listen, yes, I was a police officer for the city of Los Angeles for 32 years. Mm. And I've seen things I wish I never would have seen. I experienced things I wish I never would experience. But my God had a plan. And he still has that plan. And men, we are supposed to be part of the solution and not the problem. And I was part of the problem. It doesn't matter if I was the law. Indeed. If I'm not right with Jesus, I might as well be part of all the mayhem that's going on. Because indirectly, you're serving Satan. You're going to serve somebody, and it's only Satan and Jesus. That's the only two game plans going around here. That's what this is all about. And so God died for my sins. Listen, I'm not good enough to make it, but guess what, my Lord? His blood will never lose its power. Mm-hmm. It has covered me. He's paid the price. I was on the bullet train going to hell. Mm-hmm. I know that. I know what God's convicted me. But no way. I'm on a nonstop flight going to heaven with my Lord because Jesus says so, not because I say so. Because the Word of God says so. But people, you have to think about your mortality. It was just yesterday. I was a young boy. I'm going to be 61 in a couple of weeks. Mm. Let me tell you, it's gone by fast. Yes. And it seems like it's increasing. So listen, the only person that can clean your mess up, and I mean mess up, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the true freedom from the consequences that you are facing, oh my Lord, you know, you're not just going to go away to oblivion. Because hell was designed for Satan and his demons. It is not designed for human beings. But if you reject Jesus Christ, our Lord is righteous. He has no other choice but to judge you and send you where you're longing to go. God will give you what you want. He will. But is that what you want?
Wow.
I'm praying that people that are ensnared in deep sin, hey, God can reach you. Satan does not have that kind of juice and power. He is the ultimate liar. But our God, he's the only one that can restore. He's the only one that can give you true vision to see your sin and call it out for what it is. It's filth.
Yes, sir.
It's wrong, and it leads to death. The wages of sin is death, period. Well, Jesus paid that price for us Christians. And thank God for that, because I know that I could never deserve it, and I don't deserve it. Okay, I should be going to hell. Well, that's mercy. But guess what? If our Lord is so good, he's going to do better than that. He's going to send us to heaven with him? Hmm. Oh, my goodness. That's grace. I'm like, none of us deserve that. That's where the equality is in. That's another trick Satan has. You know what? If it's not about all the isms, the racisms and this, that's why Jesus says, man, I'm talking about the heart. People are talking about skin color or ethnicity. And Jesus says, nah, man, I'm talking about your heart. You know, it's not what we do. It's who we are. Jesus is saving us from us. We're sinners. It's not that we sin. No, we're sinners. And we can never be made right. And this is the only way. There is no other way. Not Buddha, not Muhammad. Hey, come get some Jesus. Come get some grace. Come be forgiven. Stop carrying that around. You're not intended to carry it around. You're going to stroke out. I got guys younger than me that were on the job. They're dead. They've been dead 5, 10 years. Carrying stuff, drinking themselves to death. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. You know, my brother, you know what goes on in these streets.
Indeed.
But what about these homes? Okay, alcohol's not your poison. It's porn. Man, come on, man. That's a cancer. That eats you from the inside out. I mean, you don't even look at women. I mean, you know that. And what do most serial killers have in common? They were all addicted to porn.
Unfortunately.
So am I saying everybody that watched pornography going to be a serial killer? No. But that's where it starts.
Indeed.
Then you start dehumanizing women. Hey, look at this is all documented. The FBI, everybody's interviewed all these serial killers. They got it all out there. But Satan covers it up. You can't call somebody, hey, lady, have a nice day. Hey, you offended a lady because you told her have a nice day because she wants to be a man? Man, get out of here with that. I'm going to say, God bless you. That's all you can say to a person like that. Hey, man, God bless you. God loves you too, man.
Indeed.
And the Holy Spirit will convict that person.
And that there you go, John. And that is the gospel message, man. The Holy Spirit by the Holy Spirit, as they talked about the grace. That's my mama's name, so I'm born by grace, and I'm born again by grace. Yeah. You know.
Amen. That's my little grandbaby, my newest grandbaby, Gemma Grace, man. Oh, what a gift from God. Beautiful. What a miracle, man. Hey, I love you guys, man. Thank
all right.
you for
love
this.
Appreciate
Speaking
you.
Of the Holy I really Spirit, appreciate you guys.
See, Pastor John, I called you just to have you call in to talk about legacy and see how God works.
There we go.
You ended up giving the gospel message. Man. Praise God.
Hey, I just want to give God the glory, man. Because you know what? That he would save a wretch like me.
Amen. John, appreciate you, man. God bless you for calling
in. Love you, Pastor John.
Love you, Daryl.
All right. God bless you, man. You know, Eric, and then that's the whole idea about the gospel that Pastor John just shared with us. But the word that we used last week and the word that Professor talks about is just clear throughout the scripture. You can't do anything to save yourself with by the gift of God. And the whole idea is that the problem with people want to get merited favor, you already failed. You know, you're born in iniquity and sin. Okay. And so you must appropriate the gift. You must receive the gift. And when you do so, then your eternity is secure. Because our buddy, and I'm going to end it with this, says it quite often. What was that guy's name again? Brian, you're sitting in that seat you're sitting in.
Dear brother Brian.
You feel that spirit of Brian right there.
Oh, yeah.
Eternity is much too long. Much, much, much too long to be wrong. And it's not about data and information, but it's about the appropriation, the acceptance of the free gift of God through Jesus Christ.
You know, and it's not just something that you say. I mean, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Indeed. Listen, we ask people to call in. Don, we see you there. I'm sorry we're a little long with it on some of the other things. We're going to get to your call in a second, but we have some business we have to take care of. And so what I'm going to do is I'm not going to put it on you, Eric, to do the alphabet soup because usually Craig does the alphabet soup. Now, I was going to bring it up for you, but I think I can remember. But I want you to help me with the alphabet soup if I get it wrong. Okay. Do you remember the alphabet soup that we have there? If I tell you FFF, what would you say that means?
Faithful Friends Fund.
Listen, you okay.
See, usually I'm over there answering the phones, and I don't hear the whole show, but I heard that part.
Well, let me. I won't put Eric on the spot because you know I love kidding with our brothers, and we have a good time
I'm
doing it.
Still new to this side of the microphone, so
and we really appreciate that.
Bear
again
with me.
That's why I ask people to pray for not only for us, but for the broadcast, for the professor, and for yourselves. We invited you to call in. A few people are calling. We're going to invite you again. We have some emails, not email, but Facebook questions and comments we're going to deal with. And you can feel free to continue to comment on Facebook with what's going on with your life in regards to what did you learn in Bible study? What did you experience in church today? What stood out to you? That's what's key. I want to know what stood out to you so that the things that you are learning, the things that you're experiencing in the Word of God, whether it's through praise and worship, whether it's through Bible study and Sal and your crew there with Sal and the Bible study that we have there, virtual Bible study on Wednesdays, you can go to our website right now and get that information about that by Bible Info Broker. You can see right on our front page. It has it right there, all the information, contact Sal. So if you're in a Bible study, we want to hear from you tonight. And we only have like another half of the show to go. So please let us hear from you tonight on what stood out to you in the Bible study you're at. Folks, a listening audience out there, are you going to church? Are you going to Bible study? Are you praising and worshiping God during the week? Well, let us know some of those things that you're doing. Are you reading chronologically through the Word of God via Facebook on Living by the Word Bible Information Brokers Facebook page? If you are, then you have things to say because we've already on, what, day number 173, 174, something like that already. What is that right there, Eric? 173.
173.
There we go. So listen, folks, here's what we're going to do. Going to give you the number, 888-995-5552 is the number, 888-995-5552. Call right now. We're going to go into the top of the hour break but before we get to Don's call. But call right now. Get set up in the queue, and we'll get your questions. Not questions, but we get your comments about what you're experiencing in church and what stood out to you in church, Bible study, praise and worship, the songs you were singing, were they biblically sound? Were they biblically accurate? I got some songs that we sung today. It was beautiful songs, but I wasn't questioning the accuracy of it because I checked it out to see if it was biblically accurate. And it was quite interesting. I got some news about some of the songs that stood out to me today in church. But right now, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to ask you to support this broadcast, support this ministry. none of us get paid. Craig is out of town now, and he didn't take the money we paid him to go there because we don't get a salary to do this Bible Information Brokers team. We're a team. God's blessed us enough to have wherewithal and means to take care of ourselves and our families, whereby we can dedicate all the funds that come into this ministry goes right into the ministry itself. And here's the various ways that you can participate in giving. And as we call it, the FFF, as Eric just alluded to, and that's the Faithful Friends Fund. Okay. And that is for?
For the wife of Brian Allen.
You mean that good friend of yours, that best friend of yours, that guy?
Best friend, Brian Allen.
Yeah.
Just helped support his wife for the, you know, needs like insurance and actually, just the, you know, day-to-day things that, you know, they at the time Brian was here, they had two incomes.
Yeah.
Eric's having
and, you know, and Eric, listen, I'm going to tell you something about Eric. I've known her for 30-plus years. She, you know, she's a proud woman in the sense that she's grown, want to take care of herself. We all like that to a certain extent. But I told her, don't you dare interrupt the blessings of folks being able to bless you through the ministry that we have. And it's just a blessing to be able to be sharing with folks like that. I'm sure if it was reversed, that I would anticipate that's going on with us as well. So that's the Faithful Friend Fund. And here you can designate. Also, if you just want to do a general offering to the BIB, that's to the Bible Information Brokers. If you don't designate, then we'll put it in there and send the money to wherever it's needed in ministry. Also, right now, currently, Craig is out of town. He's in Nepal, in India, and doing a very, I call it a dangerous ministry, dangerous evangelism, teaching of teachers, training of teachers out there where they can go into places where Craig cannot go because of the way he look and who he is. He would stand out like a sore thumb.
I'm
sorry, look, we all have a couple of minutes. Let me just simply tell you this.
Beacon of light out there.
You can designate how you want to give. Folks, but we're going to ask that you do give. And if you want to give by way of internet, you can just go on our website at Bible Info Brokers, Bible Info Brokers, and click support and donate if you want to do that. And by doing so, you just the money go right to us automatically. There's a fee involved with that. So I'm a guy who don't like fees. And now, Eric, you see what happened? Zell us.
I'm on board.
You can
now.
Zell us. And Zell address, and we're going to get that on the website, is Live By Word. At AOL.com. Livebyword@AOL.com. If you're going to mail in your check or anything you're going to have mailed in to us, can you read that address for me, Eric? Can you see it?
That is LBTW/BIB PO Box 90477, Los Angeles 90009.
Now, what's important
is putting enough zeros in there.
Yes, you did. Okay. And what you must do is you must write the check and envelope out to LBTW, Living by the Word, because that's how the post office receives it, and that's how the banks receive it, and all that stuff. So keep it proper for us. You can designate in the memo section on the note, but it's Bible Info Brokers. I'm sorry, but it's not Bible Info Brokers. It's Living by the Word, LBTW, at PO Box 90477 in Los Angeles. 90009. Now you hear that music?
Girl,
that means
music in my
yeah, we about to get out of town. We better go because if we don't go, we gonna come into a hard break. So we'll be back after these messages. Thank you, Brother Ozzy, for taking care of that for us.
Welcome back, everyone, to Bible Information Brokers. Before we continue, I want to urge Don to please hang on for a little bit longer. We appreciate you hanging on. We're going to get to you very shortly. Want to go over very briefly, as you noticed, maybe a little bit of different format today with Professor Hawkins off in India. What we are asking is you to call in with maybe if you were at church today, what you got from the message, or if the worship music particularly touched you, to tell us about that. Or if it was a Bible study, maybe you went through during the week or before church or something like that. Just call us and tell us about it. How it affected you? What thoughts you have on it? Daryl, you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, basically, what it is that you can't be wrong. And the whole issue with this particular broadcast is really to get in touch with our listening audience. So whether you're going to send us a message by Facebook, you're going to email us a message, or you're going to send us a tweet or what have you, all the various formats, we appreciate you letting it talk to us out there. We want to know what's going on in your lives. We want to know what's happening with you, because believe it or not, when we do pray for this ministry, we don't know everybody's name in particular, but to the degree that you send us your name, you send us your situation. Listen, I have kids. I got 11 grandkids and great grandchild and 4 other kids, and I don't remember all their names. No, I'm kidding. I know their names somewhat. They know I joke with them. But the idea is this. We want to know that the understanding audience is staying in that word. And one of the ways we can do that is just to encourage you to participate not only in a broadcast through questions when Professor is here on formats we have like tonight, but we really want to hear from you. And by you sharing tonight, you're actually encouraging other folks and people we can learn through you. Like when Ted called, he would call about his issue, and I just happened to be in church today when we dealing with the book of Colossians right on point on what he was talking about. And that's how it works. I mean, listen, we want the word of God to be emphasized. So what better way to do it is to find out where you are. So please participate in the broadcast. We only have about 40 minutes or so left of this other half of the show. So 888-995-5552 is the way you can dial in and join us right now live. 888-995-5552 is a number. But more importantly, not just from the number you're calling in, but just to think about what stood out to you today in church. You should be doing that all the time you hear the word of God. Something's standing out to you. God is moving upon you, touching your heart in some kind of way. We want to know, not just because we want to know, but we want to know so that you can share it with us, so that the listening audience, your other fellow believers out there, even some unbelievers, may be touched by what you went through, what you're going through, what you're learning. So please, 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 please take the opportunity to call in. Yes, that's great. But also on Facebook, we're going to deal with some questions. We got Brad to send us some information in there. We're going to talk about his issue. Timothy, as usual, we really appreciate you. Ross, we thanks for all the comments and the people that write us. You can also, if you don't want to do that social media thing because you don't, they can also write to us. And we gave the post box office number. And when you write out your issue, we want to reread those. As a matter of fact, we don't comment too much and say that, but we do read them, and we appreciate the comments. We appreciate the donations, yes, but we absolutely really appreciate the prayer. Like Pastor was talking about, Pastor Cooper was talking about today in Colossians, how prayer is the number one thing and essential to get started into how you're going to present the word of God, about the gospel, and how you're going to present the word of God to the outsiders using wisdom, because everybody doesn't necessarily want to know where the Bible address is, but they want to know what you're doing and then how you're living your life before them. That's what Colossians, that's what those 4 or 5 verses in Colossians 4 talked about today. And that's what I learned. That's what stood out to me. Not only in that, but Bible study, even the song. And I'll give you mine if you guys don't call in. So like Eric said, you don't want to hear from me all day. He sure don't, because you know I'll roll.
We can hear from you a little bit. Okay.
But 888-995-5552 is the number. All the other formats is Bible Info Brokers. Please, Bible Info Brokers, take advantage of the format. Share your life with us in Christ. Share what's going on with you. You cannot be wrong because you're telling us what stood out to you, how it affected you, as Eric
Before
says.
We go to Don, I just want to be clear, like I asked last week, so you're taking the chains off of the we only take questions
tonight. Just tonight.
Just tonight.
Just tonight.
We take comments.
Yeah, we want
like
comments.
You said, you're not wrong in what you say.
You can't be
you
wrong.
You can't be wrong.
Because it's what stood out to you, and that's very important. So we're not going to give you a test. We're not giving you a check, a happy face or a sad face on any kind of theological soundness of what's going on. But it's going on with you. That's what's more important. God knows. Share with us. We're sharing with each other so we can get into the word of God. And maybe, you know what, somebody out there can share with you as well. And then share with each other so that people can be encouraged. People can know that the word of God is alive and well. And we need, as believers, to encourage one another, iron sharpened iron type of situation.
Amen.
Shall we go to Don?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see what Don has. Now, see, maybe I'm looking at Don's situation here. Let's see what Don from Chino Hills has to say. Don, thank you for your very much patience. Don,
thank
are you with
for
us?
Taking my call.
There she is.
Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes,
we can.
My question is, I'm having trouble with forgiveness.
Ooh.
I'm angry with my mother
mm-hmm.
for not protecting me, not defending me. I was raped as a 3-year-old, and she kept this man, my grandfather, in my life, and he also came after me as a 12-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm having, I'm in the Word every day. I believe that I'm living a good Christian life, but I am really angry. And she's dead now. Yeah, I never brought it up with her because she wouldn't allow me to speak of it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Donna, right? Is it Donna?
Donna or Don?
Is this Don?
It's Don.
Don. You know, the situation that you're going through, I can relate to you to a certain extent. I had an unfortunate experience like that with a teenager that was in our life back in the day and before my parents passed away. I was allowed to let them know about it because they never knew about it for all those years because things happened to you as a child and, like you experienced it, unfortunately, who you experienced it with. This is such a sensitive subject matter, but you asked specifically about forgiveness and how you're not able to forgive. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, I'm having trouble with the anger.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to dishonor the tenderness and the preciousness of your situation, and many people can relate to it. When I brought up some of the things that happened to me, and I have no problem talking about the issues that happened with me, but I don't want to get into it right now only because of the sensitivity of your situation. And I'm just going to ask you a straight-up question. Have you talked to any pastors or any therapists or any females that may have been through, whether they've been through it or not, just people who love you or are in the Word of God? Have you talked to anybody about it? Say it again.
I've talked to my daughter about it.
Okay. Now, again, I don't know what your daughter's situation is, what your relationship is with your daughter, or anything like that. But when you talk to people about it, and since you're asking us specifically about the idea of you having difficulty in forgiveness, anything that we say, listen, I don't think we're going to be able to solve all the issues that you may have about this. But I can tell you one thing. One of the things that I do, the people that are alive and dead, the ones that are alive I can deal with. The ones that are dead, obviously, we can't deal with. And I just have a issue that God, how God deals with you in regards to what you have to go through. What you're going through, like you said, is unforgiveness and what you're feeling. I can't know what you're feeling as an individual, but I can relate to it because of similar things that you've been through, I've been through. But just because I can relate to it doesn't mean that we're dealing with it on this forgiveness level the same way. Listen, sin is horrific. And so I don't know if you're telling me that the issue that you're dealing with as far as unforgiveness or anger is because you were not protected. It would be so obvious and clear that would be a thing to be very much angry about and justified in your anger. But to continue in that right now, when there's nothing that you can do about it as far as talking with your mom or anybody that, you're angry with, that's the difficulty. And I'm just going to really ask you to seriously consider getting some Christian counseling in regards to that issue. And for you to be able to call a radio show and say these things, and maybe people know who you are through where you're from and all that type of stuff, that's a step towards the right direction. But I don't want to insult or not take so super serious your situation. I'm going to ask that you would do that. You would ask through your insurance, and if you have insurance, stuff like that, you can ask specifically for a Christian counselor. And people didn't know that. People don't know that, but you can. You have to bring it up. They're not going to bring it up to you. Say, oh, you're a Christian, you're whatever. You bring it up and ask for a Christian counselor in this area. Would you just do that for us? Because, listen, in our particular situation, we're not counselors. We're not in a position, Eric or I, not in a position. Even if a professor was here, we could talk about the aspect what the Bible talks about things. But I think you know what the Bible says about forgiveness, how God forgave you, and how some people will tell you, how dare you not forgive somebody? No, we're not going to go there with you. We're just going to lovingly say, please solicit a Christian counselor who specializes in this area. And then we need to hear back from you so you can bless other folks.
Please don't.
Would you do that?
I would do that. Thank you very much.
We thank you very much. And Eric, why don't you pray for Don before she leaves?
Thank you. Heavenly Fathers, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come before you to pray for our dear sister, Don. Father, you know there's a lot of hurt, a lot of bad things that have happened in her life, and you are the ultimate forgiver, the ultimate one that could just fill her heart with love, the love that can overshadow anything that's happened to you, Father, and just fill her with your grace and your mercy and your love, Father, and just guide her, if you will, maybe send your Holy Spirit down to guide her to the right counselor, the right counselor that you need, and you know exactly what she needs, Father. I just ask you to bless her in every way, Father, and just give her the grace, the peace, and the love that only she can come from knowing you, Father. And I pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name.
For his sake, amen. Don, I trust and pray that you would contact us and let us know how it's going with you, please.
Please, we want to hear about
it. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You know, Eric, like I said before, the privilege of being on radio live, the privilege of being able to hear from people, man, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And listen, I know it, you know it, and we all know it. And to the degree that when I suggest to people that they can share what's going on with them as far as the Word of God and how it will, it cuts and divides. It goes right to the heart of the issue. It's God himself. It's him communicating us those things he wants us to know. We need to take advantage of the word. We need to take advantage of it. Yeah, Living by the Word Ministries is just that. Living by the word. How are you living by the word? And by doing that, then we can perpetuate this information in a broker type style. Like Craig talked about, you know, you want to do things efficiently, as an efficient way of doing the training of trainers out in India. And Eric, you've been around just as long as I've been around. We're in the same, put it this way, we're in the same number category of our ages. And I would just like to say, man, that the things that, you know, you used to talk about, you and Brian used to talk about, we share, we kid around with each other, but the life that we live and the various things that happen in all of our lives, no one knows everything about everybody. Listen, I'm still learning things about myself. So, you know, when people are hurting out there, we know that we have the Word of God, and that's why I'm asking people to, in this broadcast, the few minutes that we have left in this broadcast, to call in. Let us know what you learned. Let us know what stood out to you from what you learned today in church. And if you didn't learn anything, if you didn't get anything, nothing stood out to you, Now, I know this is our radio broadcast, and maybe you don't want to call in and things like that, but we're asking you. I'm asking you to. 888-995-5552. Call us in. Let us know. Even with the music. And I'm, you know, we're going to talk about that. I want to know about you. What did you learn today? What kind of music were you listening to today at Core? And then what stood out to you? I mean, because if they don't call in, we're going to go back and forth, you and I. But we don't want to do that. Eric doesn't want to do that with me, and I don't want to do that with him. This is for you guys. 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552 is the number on Bible Info Brokers for Facebook, email, tweet, Messenger of Truth Social. Eric, you were looking at a couple of comments.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah. Let's see what we got on Facebook.
All right,
you got it kind of far from me.
Well, you can't see it that far, brother? What's wrong with your
Which
eyes?
Which one do you want me to read?
Well, let's do this. Why don't we go see what Brad is talking
about.
Yeah. What is Brad saying there?
So Brad is saying, God also allows us believers to be inflicted with challenges by the enemy. Never fun, yet an honor.
And interesting. What scripture come to your mind when you hear something like that?
What scripture come to my mind?
What scripture come to your mind? I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Yes, you are.
And the reason why I do that, I don't need the address.
Consider it all joy.
Come on, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. The addresses are not inspired by God. That's not the word of God. That's just an address to make it easy for us to know where it is. So I'm not concerned about the address, but I'm concerned about the word of God being in all of us so that we may be able to do just what Eric did there. Count it all joy when you fall into various things. Those things that come in, what about if it's an affliction from God, matter of fact, if it's an affliction from God, I think we were reading about that today in our Bible study. See how the word of God comes out? What is that, Brad's question about that? Or Brad's statement about, what did he say again? Let me bring it back up. I'm sorry. Brad's statement, if I read that statement again by Brad, I'm going to bring up what happened.
God also allows us believers to be inflicted with challenges by the enemy.
Okay.
Never fun, yet an honor.
It's an honor.
Go ahead.
Now, we were talking about in I think it was 1 Peter 3:17 today, and Bible said we were talking about baptism and stuff like that. But let me see if I can bring that up. 1 Peter 3:17. We kind of going sidebar here because I'm not used to Eric being in the studio with me, and I got to kind of write this
right. Your game off, Jim?
Well, yes, I did. See, and that's let's do this. In 1 Peter 3:17. It states, and this is, I'm trying to deal with it from the standpoint, if I'm remembering correctly what we learned in our Bible study. What is it? 1 Peter 3:17. It says, "For it is better." Watch this. There it is. "For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil." Absolutely. So now, what is that really saying? Bottom line is, if you're doing what the Lord would have you to do, and you're suffering anything on that, that is much better to go through that suffering than to go through the suffering because you deserve it, because you done did some evil. The idea is, what Brad was saying again, what Brad's comment on Facebook was God also allows us believers to be inflicted with challenges by the enemy. Never fun, yet an honor. See, that's what I'm talking about. The word of God comes to you.
And, you know, the people in the world don't understand that.
Our whole gospel message is what? Foolishness to the world or something like that?
Yeah, it's like they would think, why would you want to suffer for anyone?
But, and then first thing to my mind is, if a loving
is
father,
just anyone.
Loving exactly. Father would discipline us when we're going through things. But
absolutely.
But to go through challenges where you don't even know why you're going through them, you can't relate to something you did wrong, but you're going through this challenge. But yet God is saying, kind of Brad is implying, that you go through these things, God knows what's best, he knows what you need, and some challenges that you may go through in your life, never necessarily fun, but we're trusting God.
And it's always worth it in the end when you
trust in God. Well, listen, people are calling in. Now, listen, folks, we want to hear from you about what's going on with you, Bible study-wise, what you learned in church, what stood out to you. And I know the folks are going to call in with the various things. We're going to deal with your calls. We're not going to not answer your call, and we're going to get to you. Ruth, Rafi, so hang in there for a second.
So what, you said we had a four-hour show, right?
Yeah, you know what? I wish we did, because if we did, I got my stuff lined up. I'm ready to talk about what's going on with me, but listen, it's not even about me, man. It's not about Eric. It's about all of us. It's about the word of God going out, and we want to hear from you. We really want to hear from you. And, folks, if you're going to write us in, that's fine. We want to read those comments. But to be able to be on live and to be able to do it on Facebook like we did there with a question from Brad, Timothy, as always, is sharing. And we thank you very much for the encouragement, Timothy. And those of you that participate, we need to hear from you from that standpoint. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. We want your prayers more than anything else. So please, please, please pray for us. And we want to pray for you, and we will pray for you. But we want to hear from you, particularly tonight with the time that we have left on the broadcast. Encourage someone else. Let us know what you are learning. Are you even reading through the Bible at all? Not necessarily chronologically following my postings on Facebook at Bible Info Brokers, or every daily posting. And today's reading is 173 from Proverbs 30:31. But that's just a commercial break right there. But the idea that people should be reading the Word of God. You read the Word of God, then you study the Word of God. Things happen in your life, you should run to the Word of God to see what God says about your situation. And that's, Eric, what else can we ask? We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves believer in God, in Jesus Christ. We should want to know what Daddy says about all of our situation.
That says it right there.
What about that number they can call in?
That number, 888-995-5552.
Once again,
888-995-KKLA.
See, that took away what I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say, give them an easier way to do it, but you just must have read my mind, because that's just what you just did. So, folks, please give us a call. Right now, we want to hear from you. We only have about 25, 30 minutes left, so let's take advantage of the time that we do have together. And what we're going to do now is go to Loma Linda and talk with Rafi. Rafi, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Yes, I would like to request a prayer for my mother. She has a dementia. She starts, she's forgetting a lot right now. She wants to walk out of the house.
Oh, man.
Go find some kids. Doesn't exist. So she does this many times right now. She's in a very high disoriented. If you can pray to calm her down, please.
You know, Rafi, let me just ask you this. Are you a caretaker?
What is it?
Are you a caretaker?
No, my other brother, he's the caretaker. He's with her.
Yeah, because I'm telling you something. I can just share with you, all of us to some degree on the team have went through that situation, whether it's with a parent or a relative. And it's not a very tender man situation. And yeah, we could pray for her, and I will pray for her and pray for your situation and with your brother being her caretaker, and trusting and praying that all the resources that's available to her, that's available to you guys, that you would be utilizing. And not only that, but that we appreciate the fact that you would call us in and ask us to pray. And I would ask that the listening audience and anybody else that have any prayer requests, it's not necessarily a prayer broadcast, but we do count it a privilege to be able to pray, and we will do that. But folks, please, 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 that's what that social media is for. Take advantage. Let's not start talking about, you know, all the little goofy things that they have on social media. Take advantage of it in this type of thing. We got things that's happening with our family members, like Rafi here with his mom. Folks, this is serious times, and let's take the opportunity to pray. So thank you for the privilege, number one, Rafi, and go to the throne with me about your mom. So, Father God, in regards to Rafi's mom, you know the situation. You know the mind that you gave us. You told us to worship you with our mind, with our strength, and all of that stuff. But, you know, as the vicissitudes of life, as we're dealing in this sin-soaked world, and we get old. Things happen to our mind. Things happen in such a way, Lord, that you know what they are. And we're just asking and praying, Lord, that we know that you can instantaneously heal. We don't know if you will do that in this particular situation, but we're going to trust you. But what we're also going to trust, Lord, is that you will be able to put on the heart of Rafi, his brother, his whole family, and everyone around his mom that's dealing with his mom as far as caretaking, that they would use the wisdom that you can give them that can surpass all understanding as they focus on you, as they would trust in you, Lord, to help them to think about ways to deal with their mom and what's appropriate for the dementia. Many people, unfortunately, are going through this stuff. And for those that are going through it, along with Rafi, his family, and his mom, that we just ask and pray that you would give them peace. And also, more importantly, Lord, give them your mind so that they may be able to deal with this situation in such a way that not only brings healing, but brings satisfaction and brings security to a situation whereby the mom may be trying to, you know, walk out the door and things like that, whereby it's not safe. And so we just ask and pray that they'll put in place those safeguards that would protect the mom, help them use the wisdom that would be the most beneficial to Rafi's mom and his whole family. And I ask this for it in Jesus' precious and matchless name. Amen.
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 Rafi, thank you for the privilege, man. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Thank
you. You know, folks, again, we ask that the broadcast will go a certain way. We appreciate that. And we're really just asking, man. I personally am very interested in the Word of God. I mean, obviously, I post a chronological reading. Let me tell you what I did before I came here. And I started a little bit too late. It was a 4-hour program that did this, the chronological movie on YouTube of the gospel. Chronological is 4 hours. So I started like 3 hours ago. So I still got an hour or so left. So when I leave here, I'm going to catch the end of it. But I love the chronologicalness of the Bible because that's the way my brain works. You know, I'm a numbers guy. And we talked about earlier about with Pastor John how no one is perfect and how we need a Savior. And you know about my golf ministry or my sports ministry now, that double ambassador, folks. For those of you that have not been praying, I ask that you pray. And I'm going to go with the double ambassador suggestion of the listening audience a few weeks ago in regards to my ministry. And the double ambassador ministry is what everyone would be affected by because some degree, somebody, almost everybody knows somebody or themselves are involved with sports. It's no longer just golf, but it's sports. My son, who's involved with, the sports world, runs leagues all throughout L.A. County. We talked about this. He said, why don't you just make it more general? You're going to be an ambassador for Christ? He said, okay, Dad, you're an ambassador for Christ, but why not? Why just golf? Why not sports?
Spray around.
So there you go. Even from the mouths of that older babe of mine. But listen, folks, I'm just asking you, as we're going to continue with this broadcast, and we only have about 30 minutes left, man, and this is what I'm saying, the time goes by fast. I'm up here continually asking people to send us information about what did you learn today? What did you learn this week in the Word of God? Even if you don't call us, even if you don't contact us tonight, you need to be making some kind of journal or something to show your maturation, to show your growing in your most holy faith. These are just methods that we give you to participate in so that you can not only get going in it, but also to share it with those to edify and build each other up. That's what this broadcast is about. The Bible Information Brokers want everyone to get in the Word of God so you can broker the Word of God in your life. We need that, Eric. We need that implicitly. Absolutely. From everybody. What's the number they're going to call?
888-995-5552.
And let me see if I can give you another little question. What is the address of all the various formats we have?
The address?
Yeah, just give me the address.
The Bible Information Brokers?
No. Bible Info Brokers.
Bible Info Brokers.
And that takes care of...
.com is the website.
Facebook.
Facebook.
.com website. True Social.
Email.
The tweet. How do you say Twitter? Whatever Twitter, that thing is. Twitter, yeah. And Messenger. We
Bible
have more to come.
Info Brokers.
So let me do it this way. I kind of get on the flow. Bible Info Brokers for Facebook, email, tweet, Messenger, or our .com website. Bible Info Brokers. And the number is?
888-995-5552.
More easily put?
888-995-KKLA.
Let's go to someone who can participate in this broadcast. He better have something to say about what he learned from scripture or Bible study. And let's bring him up. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he's going to cooperate with what we got going.
Our brother Dan.
From?
Torrance.
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
Hey, brother.
There he is.
What's up,
hello,
man?
Hey, Dan.
What's going on, brother?
I don't know if I'm quite cooperating.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
He know I got a button here. I can put people on hold and all that
kind
of stuff.
Of course you can. You're not lying.
You know what, Daryl? Unfortunately, I'm on this end.
Yeah, he can't do nothing about it.
I can't hang up on him.
Hey, Dan. Uncle Daryl is fully in charge with these buttons over here, man. But go ahead,
I've been accused of hanging up on people.
I'm in real trouble. So
first of all, let's stay on point. When the Bible study or church service or however you participate in the Word of God, what stood out to you and what part of the service or whatever it was that you participated in? Even if it's your own personal reading.
It's not for my reading. There's a part that we haven't talked about. You got the fellowship, right? And you got the teacher. We've got fellowship and that going on right now. Mm-hmm. But then there's the Holy Spirit. And I feel like this was inspired of God that I never thought about before. I've been saved like 45 years. But, you know, I called in one time, and I guess I kind of surprised Craig. I said, you know, I'm having a trouble with my faith right now. And it's because I didn't feel in touch. And what I wanted to say is that sometimes, every time every time I get a touch of God, it's like a fresh touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like brand new all over again. And that's what I wanted to say is that, I mean, have you guys had the same experience that when you feel God's presence, that it's like you felt it the first time?
Well, you know what,
it's
Dan?
It's like a reminder all over again.
Let me comment on that. Even today, I was just telling Eric, man, I didn't feel like doing any of this stuff, man. I went to church today. Matter of fact, when I even look back at, because the service comes on Facebook, and I wanted to go back over and make sure I remember the song titles, because I looked at the songs. I know how the songs inspire me. It's like this. And I usually have my eyes closed in church because I don't want to be distracted. Yeah, this is that we're fellowshipping, we're in church worshiping the Lord, but to me, my focus is on God. So I promise you, when I look back at the church service online on Facebook, when I went back to try to get the songs right in the order they were in so I could, you know, get my little notes right for myself, man, I didn't even know what clothes people had on. I mean, yeah, I saw them afterward, but, you know, the choir was singing like that, and I didn't see all that. I said, wow, because my eyes are always closed. My eyes are closed. I'm not trying to say you have to do it that way. That's just the way I do it so I can focus on what I'm there for. I don't have no time to be looking around. And that's what I did. And I'm telling you something, even though I went through that and had a great service, Bible study was good, all that word of God, I still, a feeling came over me. Like even driving in the day, I said, man, why am I doing all this? Lord, you know my heart. You know what I want to do. You put things on my heart to do. I could be all over the world right now doing those things that I'm going to eventually do. But Lord, this, you given us this. You gave us this door. You gave me this block of time to be able to communicate with the people, whether Craig here or not, whether Eric's here or not, no matter what, Lord, you given us this time. And Lord, I don't care how I feel. I need you, Lord, to touch me by your spirit, as you were saying, Dan.
Yes.
Touch me by your spirit so I know that it is you that is working through me. It's just not my stuff I want to say or do. And that's what's,
well,
that's
we
why
you're tired of doing. Be not worrying while doing.
There you
the
go.
The thing is, sometimes we get in the flesh. You can't do it. Without his power, you're dead. You
and
can't
that's,
do it all.
That's a super duper extra special point you're making, because without his spirit, I don't want to do this. Man, I'm not trying
it's
to convince.
It's the power of God. It isn't our power. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, but not in our own strength. As Craig talks about with prayer, there's no power in prayer. It's God. It's who you're talking to.
Indeed.
That's the power.
It's the object.
And without him, if you forget who you're working for and doing what you're doing for, if you're doing the show for you, then it's not going to work anyway.
Well, I'd rather show off.
When you get tired, you got to rely on him. Sometimes you don't have the strength and you don't have the desire. But when you turn to him, all of a sudden, bang, you're fired up again.
And why says, and many a times, and over the 25 plus years I've been on the air and dealing with ministries, many a times that infusion, that, you know, I say God give you that unction, that just enough. And then you go ahead and you fall out. Many a times I have experienced that. And I thank God for it. I thank God because I'm going to just say it this way in general for me, you guys, and this is just my heart.
Yeah.
Anything that would get me to be on my knees and to recognize how I'm not.
Amen.
I was just watching the gospel chronologically on YouTube, and John the Baptist was, you know, jumping in Elizabeth's womb when Jesus, when Mary appeared. And I'm going, and John said it best, I must decrease while he must increase. And then Jesus said about John, no greater man came from woman's womb other than his cousin. See, when I look at that, man, I think about my life and I think about how I'm privileged to be able to talk about God and then be empowered by him in some whatever degree to be able to get his word out. I don't know who's receiving what we're talking about. All I know is I want to do it right.
If God hasn't called you, then you might as well go play golf.
Well, you know what? I believe God called
me.
Hold on. This is how I answer that. I believe God called me to play golf, but he also called me to do this stuff as well. And man,
he lets you play golf because you do this, because you're faithful in what you do and what he's asked you to do. Yeah, he allows you to play golf.
Yeah, man. And unfortunately, all the injuries I had, Eric, remember that time I fell down?
Are you hobbling in here?
I'm going to say this to you guys.
Right before the show?
And I'm not saying this is it for everybody, but I'm going to tell you guys how God has, every injury I had has been golf friendly. That being, I broke my left arm, I'm right-handed. I fell on my right leg and twisted it here, a couple of months ago, and that was the right leg that got all messed up. And then the pressure, you know, Dan, you play golf, the pressure that you put as a right-hander is towards the left foot. So I always got golf injured by the grace of God. Now, anybody want to challenge that? You talk to God about it. I know I experienced it. So,
yeah,
Dan.
Well, sometimes he has to let you get injured so that you'll come in there to the show.
I'm going to do that. See, that's it, my brother. I'm like the postman on that. But,
last word is God's word. Last word I want to say on is, because we're talking about being faithful and putting God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And all, not my righteousness, his righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And all these other things will be added unto me, right?
That's one of those addresses I remember, John 6:33. John 6:33.
Matthew 6.
Is it Matthew 6:33 or John 6:33?
Matthew 6. It's 6. I don't know what verse.
I know it's 6:33 something. What is it? We're gonna look it up and just verify.
It's where he was. What do they call the long speech that he did?
Yeah. Olivet Discourse.
Yeah, Matthew 6, though.
There we go.
Matthew 6 is what I'm quoting from.
There you go, my brother. Hey, Dan.
45 or so.
Yeah. As usual, man, we appreciate you. Love you, man. And thanks for participating in the broadcast. We can count on you.
I love you. And thank you for praying for that brother earlier.
Always. It's just a privilege,
thank
man.
Thank you for always being willing to pray for us. And we need to pray for you. And I'm asking all of the listeners,
please,
that are regular listeners, to pray for these guys and pray for Craig while he's out there on the front line,
over there
in a dangerous place.
Indeed.
Where he could be put in jail in some of the countries he goes to for just talking to him about the Bible.
That's right, brother. So, that's right. Thank you, brother.
It's desperate times.
Appreciate
God bless you,
man.
And the desperate measure is pray to God and trust God. I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan.
888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. We want to hear from you. Please, Facebook, email, tweet, Messenger, Truth Social, Bible Info Brokers is the address. And Eric's going to give you the number right now where you can call in. And then we're going to talk about how you can participate in prayerful giving.
Yes, that number, 888-995-5552. 888-995, make it easier, 888-995-KKLA.
And when they call in, what are they going to do today? What are you trying to ask people to do? What? Participate how?
By telling us what they've learned, what they've heard in church, something that touched them, something they've learned maybe, something that we want to hear.
Could they be wrong? Could they call in and be wrong?
There's no wrong.
Because we want to know how it affected them. What stood out to you? That's why you can't be wrong. I like show that. Well, I wish school was like that, where I could not be. Hey, just ask me my opinion. Now, we're not asking your opinion about what the scripture means. We're asking what stood out to you.
I wanted to say something what Dan was talking about. Is that, you all know I'm not normally on this side of the microphone. You're not smooth, man.
You're kind of smooth.
I'm not in front of the microphone person. I'm very content being behind the scenes, making things work. But, being here praying beforehand and knowing that God has sent his Holy Spirit down to me, I'm not nervous at all. I know that he's got it.
So, and that's the thing. I think that when we get nervous, I think what I'm nervous about is don't let me be fake, Lord. Don't let me be fake, Lord. And a matter of fact, let because he knows, and people say that, I'm basically, believe it or not, I'm basically a shy guy. I don't try to bother anybody except the fact that if I'm around you, I'm going to bother you because we're human beings. It's like I get on the elevator. It's hard for me not to say something to anybody, not because I want to, but because I love God's creation. How dare me? I'm treating people like I want to be treated. So if you see me out there, please love me enough to do what I do to everybody else. Bother me. Bother folks in love, man. When I mean bother them in love, they're human beings. A lot of people are going through, just issues in life. We all are. Can we love each other enough to at least smile? Say hi. People that know me know you don't talk to me. We just met. These are grown men who only be my father. They know when I walk up to the golf course or wherever they may see me at, and they start speaking to me as though we already spoke, I say, excuse me, good morning and what? I say, hello and what? God bless me and what? And then they go, oh, yeah, okay, good morning, easy, hello. I say, all right, then. I said, I mean, you're too old for me to raise you because you're my father's age. Come on now, get yourself together. And I'm saying that to say this, folks, that when we talked about how we should have our speech, use wisdom, like they said in Colossians, again, going back to what I learned today. See, I know there's going to be a whole lot about what I learned in church today about the Word of God. Every time you hear the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will give you something to apply it to in your life. Folks, we just ask you to share it. We only have about 20 minutes left, Eric. I wish we had a couple more hours. I'm fired up now. I know I'm going to be dead tired when I leave here.
Well, you told me it was a four-hour show today. What's going on?
No, you said, do we have a four-hour show? And I did not answer. Play back your tape, Ozzy. I did not answer that question. I didn't say we had four. I just said, looked at him like 4 hours. I wish we did, but we don't have 4 hours, but we do have about 20 minutes left in this broadcast, so we're going to ask that you participate. Call in at 888-995-5552. Call in right now. We have all open lines. We want to hear from you. We want to hear specifically about what happened, or not what happened, but what stood out to you in your lessons about the Bible? What stood out to you when you went to the Word of God? My assumption is not that folks that don't call in didn't study the Word of God, so they don't want to call in. My assumption is people, by habit, they do what they do. But I'm asking you to prayerfully, like Dan said, prayerfully consider how futuristically and even now you can participate in this broadcast, how you can participate in what Bible Information Brokers are doing, how Living by the Word Ministries is doing, how Faithful Family Fund, Faithful Friend fund for giving and helping out with Brian's widow, Ari. That's in the giving. What's the other things
training
we have?
Training
of trainers. TOT, the training of trainers.
Pastor Hawkins is out there right now.
Right now, Eric. He's out there right now. And all the time he goes in Nepal and India for the last couple of times, some very dramatic things have happened in our ministry. So we're going to ask that we need your prayer. And we're never saying that prayer is not working. It's not the idea of working. It's that we count it a privilege to have you, and we solicit your prayers. So please, please, please pray for us. And also another thing we have is just a general fund, because how much money do you get? What did you get that paycheck we sent you?
Wait. Did you send me something?
No, we didn't, because we don't get paid.
No, we don't get paid.
His eyes got big.
I was like, the mailman was a little late on that one.
No, he's going to be. He's going to continue to be late until the Lord changes things. But anyway, Eric, the Faithful Fund, Faithful Friend Fund is for Brian's widow, Ari, and helping out with her medical premiums and things like that. We just count it a privilege. And, Ari, don't stop the blessings of the people who are doing it for you. Yeah, we know that you'll let us know when, you'll let us know when we have to stop doing that. And as far as I'm concerned, it's our obligatory privilege. Obligatory privilege and duty to do such a thing. TOT, Training of Trainers, with Professor Hawkins also. And BIB is just general. So if you don't put anything on there and designate, it's just going to be a general offering. Let the people know where they can send these donations to. And I'm going to let them know about how they can do it. No, you let them know how they can do it fee-free. That's kind of hard to say. Fee-free.
So you're talking about Zelle.
And here's a Zelle.
You have a Zelle account.
Yes, we do. And here's how you can do it. LiveByWord@AOL.com. Don't laugh at AOL. It still works. LiveByWord@AOL.com for the Zelle.
You are kind of aging yourself there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I love it. It works. Still works for me.
It works.
Tell them how they can
send it. So if they want to mail it in, they can check out to mail it in, LBTW/BIB, Bible Information Brokers, Living by the Word, Bible Information Brokers. P.O. Box 90477.
If you leave anything off there, you cannot leave off Living by the Word. So just forget Bible Info Brokers. We know that's where it's coming to. Live by Word or Living by the Word on the envelope and on the check. And if you have your bank do it, then they can mail it off also like that. But it has to be Living by the Word, LBTW. And then Eric's going to give you the rest of the address.
Los Angeles, California, 90009.
And what is that? P.O. Box again?
The P.O. Box is 90477.
And?
Los Angeles, 90009.
We really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're counting on you. Participate. Ask the Lord how to do that. But you know what? It's the Lord's money anyway. But you're the steward. So we're asking you to consider our ministry, especially we've been a blessing to you and you've learned some things.
But as you always say, Daryl, we don't want you to neglect your church or you're blessed by. Otherwise, whatever the Lord blesses you in abundance.
I was looking for my bell.
Above and beyond.
Yes.
Please, but please do not neglect your
Eric, man, I was looking for that bell. Remember the little bell we had in there? I was looking for the ring because that is so, such
They said you were abusing that bell too much.
Oh, they did? That's why they took it out? Man, you know what? I'm getting tired of this place. Anyway, I'm just playing. Folks, no. Eric said it clearly. Don't
neglect your church or your... Wherever you are blessed by before with the word.
You're exercising your spiritual gift somewhere. You have a fellowship. You have a Bible study. You have a home church. Wherever it is that you are participating on a regular basis, even if it's a situation whereby you're looking for a new church home or something like that, please, please, please don't take away from what you would give when you get there. And if anything is, I'm not saying just give us the little crumbs. I'm saying prayerfully consider what God would have you do for us. But we're telling you, do not take away from where you are fellowshipping now, where you're exercising your spiritual gift. It is super, super important that you honor that situation.
Yes, sir,
the people that are building you up, the fellowships that you have with people there, and that you've given exercising your gift, they're exercising their gift, and you're being edified. Please honor those places with your gifts and your offerings. Thank you very much for doing that. Anything left over, we already give you the information where you can send it to us as well. And if you're going to do it by if you're going to do it online, just simply go to our Bible Info Brokers, BibleInfoBrokers.com, BibleInfoBrokers.com, click support and donate, and you can follow the instructions on that after you click that icon. Eric, man, let's see what Angela in Los Angeles is talking about. Angela, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Yes, I would like us to pray for Craig out there in Nepal, and also for there's a group that is going to a difficult place in near the Amazon, and it's the weather. There's malaria because of the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pray for their safety. And then there's a train that is going from part of, I guess it's going from somehow going out of Poland into, I'm not sure exactly.
Is this a ministry? Is this a ministry that you're familiar with?
Pardon me?
Is this a ministry that you're familiar with?
That was my question.
Yes, but I just heard it on the 60 Minutes tonight.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm familiar with of what's going on in terms of Ukraine and this war.
Yeah, there's so many things
going on. There's a young lady there that Putin caused the war in this area where she lived, and so she didn't get the cancer medicine that she needed, so
yeah,
she lost her leg.
The tragedies, so, tragedies of war, the inhumanity, the man on man, and
the
prayers that we can continue to do that. So I'm just going to ask and continue to ask people that they would pray. And Angela, I would ask that you offer a brief prayer for that situation specifically, since God put it in your face to be able to call us about prayer. I'm going to ask that you would actually pray yourself right now, if you don't mind.
Okay. Dear Lord, we thank you that we can come to you with all kinds of problems and issues.
Mm.
Yes.
And that you say you will hear us and that you will give us an answer, if not right now, at some point. And we ask that blessing on the people that are making this trip in August to go to part of the, they say Peru, but it's really a part of Ecuador in the Amazon. And it's a difficult area because of the temperature being so close to the equator. And it's a kind of an uncomfortable situation in terms of the weather and having to eat out and sleep on the floor. So they're being challenged.
Yes.
But I pray, Lord, that in spite of all of that, that your word will go into the hearts and the minds of the people that live there and the children. And also I pray for this young lady who seems to be quite an artist, and she's on this train going to, I gather it's going somehow from Poland back into Poland, another area, to take care of all these people that are seriously ill. They were taken out of out of Ukraine, and now they're going to like a hotel in Poland. And they just praise you and thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That they will get them and that they will have safety.
Angela, thank you very much for that prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
For being there.
God bless you for that.
God bless you.
About all the things that are going on, though.
Yes.
Lots of times people don't know.
We should stay on our knees, Angela. So many things. So many things are going on in so many places around the world. Mm-hmm. And yes, man, and just sin is being allowed to be played out. But the Lord is still in control. Amen. Thank you, Angela. God bless you.
Angela, I know you were put on the spot for that prayer, but God bless you for doing that.
Amen.
Wonderful prayer. Wonderful.
Eric, I'll tell you, man, I'm seeing the time really go down now. It's really going down. So you know what? I didn't get your answer.
Well, actually, it wasn't really because I have to quantify this, because mm-hmm. in my church during the services, I'm on the video crew.
That's why I'm saying that.
I've got voices in my ear when mm-hmm. I'm doing the video crew, and I usually go back the next day and listen to the message because I'm working when I'm at church.
Okay, so we're going to give you a break. Go ahead.
What I'm going to talk about is the men's worship that we talked about. We're in Galatians.
We'll talk about it.
And just particularly when, Paul used to condemn Christians, kill them, put them down. But Paul.
As Saul.
As Saul. As Saul, yes. Yes. You have to distinguish that before looking.
Yeah.
And just, I wanted to read Galatians 1, verse 10.
Please.
Am I trying to win over human beings or God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I wouldn't belong to Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the gospel I preach isn't human in origin. I didn't receive it or learn it from a human. It came through a revelation from Jesus Christ.
And what stood out to you on that?
That we on our own, on ourselves, we can't do it alone.
Mm.
We don't have the ability, we don't have the power, we don't have the what it takes to do it. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Christ. You know?
As Dan was alluding to in regards to that, and I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to imagine if there was a responsibility. I'm trying to think if it was Paul that said this, whereby I said, he's thanking God that it's not by any eloquence of my speech that the gospel go forth. Or man, I would hate to think, as much as my wife gets on my case about my King's English or Queen's English, whoever English this is I'm speaking, or part English I'm speaking like this. Man, Brian used to have fun with me like that. I said, I'm an educated brother also. You know, and
well, no one did he talk to you in person or telephonically when he said that?
I didn't take Brian's telephonic call because he had a problem with calling me while I was at the office, even though I'm double retired. And he used to say a long time that don't call easy while he's at work, which I have 18 meetings when I'm at work, and that's, you know, that's ministry, that's the double ambassadorhood. But the thing that just reminds me so much of what you just said is that I wouldn't want to be responsible for someone getting saved, man, by my words and my speech and my oratory skills. Even if I had them as well as other folks have, I would hate to be responsible for someone's salvation. I'm still struggling with God that he won't hear my prayers if I don't live with my wife in an understanding way. You know, and they talk about it in 1 Peter, so I'm already struggling with that. So that notwithstanding, man, to be responsible for someone's salvation, that is counting upon your words and getting it right, saying it right, saying it in the right tone, the right mood, the right way. Thank God that some people plant, some people water, but who gives that increase?
Well, that's what it says, that I decrease and let him increase.
Yeah. And then the one that will give that increase is the Holy Spirit. It will be God who seals us by the Holy Spirit so that we might live in eternity with him. Amen. So, folks, you know what? We did the best we can as far as giving you an opportunity to call in. I'm looking forward to the opportunity that you would actually send in what stood out to you and then take a low-key admonition to think about what the Word says and the vicissitudes and the various things you're going through in life and apply the Word of God to it. Brian used to put out a magazine. We used to have it called Grapti. It is written. So when you're going through something, think about our dear friend Brian and just think about that fancy word, Grapti. And that simply means it is written. And see what is written for your situation. So it is written that we only have 90 seconds. Take 35 of them and tell me your final thoughts.
Something that's dear to my heart is always Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ, just as in God, Christ forgave us.
I forgive you. Oh, I'm sorry. Folks, again, this is Living by the Word Ministries presentation, the Bible Information Brokers. Ozzy, thank you very much, my brother. Guys, keep the whole ministry in your prayer, but specifically pray for Professor Hawkins as he's traveling all throughout Asia, Nepal, Bhutan, and those areas. Very dangerous situation that he's doing, the training for trainers. And as the music is playing in the background, you can hear momentarily that we are about competing with this broadcast. I wish that more people would have called in and shared with us about what you learned in church or what stood out to you as far as that. So take the opportunity just to consider living like that. When things are going on in your life, consider what the Word says. Grapti, it is written. See how the Word of God can be applied to your life. As I say many times before, my name is Daryl Easy B. Fulton, Mama Grace and Big Daddy's baby boy, saying on behalf of Eric, Ozzy, Craig, vicariously, if the Lord's willing, we'll be back next week with more of the Bible Information Brokers and your kind, kind support. God bless.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.